Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A former judge of elections in South Philadelphia has pleaded guilty to federal charges that he stuffed the ballot box in exchange for bribes from a political consultant. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain describes the actions of the defendant, 73-year-old Dominic DeMuro, as ringing up votes.
He would add the fraudulent votes by literally standing in the voting booth, voting over and over and over again when he thought that the coast was clear.
McSwain says DeMuro cast phony votes in the 2014, 2015, and 2016 primaries in return for bribes from an unnamed political consultant hired by candidates in those elections.
DeMuro's attorney declined comment. Governor Tom Wolf says he'll reveal tomorrow which parts of Pennsylvania are moving to the next phase of his reopening plan.
I'll be announcing a whole range of counties moving from red to yellow, and the hope is that we'll also be making some counties that might even be moving from yellow to green.
It's been 2 weeks since the first counties moved into the yellow phase. Federal guidelines suggest that's how long it takes for regions to move into the next phase, but the governor says his decision is based on specific models, not a certain timeline.
If you're in a 2-week period and you don't do a good job and things go the wrong way, I'm not sure what's magic about 2 weeks. We're looking at our cases going down. Is there real progress in building capacity in the healthcare system?
The Philadelphia region makes up the bulk of the county still in the red phase, but there are several in South Central and Northeastern PA waiting to make the jump as well. Governor Wolf, meantime, has signed a bill allowing cocktails to go with your takeout food from licensed businesses in Pennsylvania during the COVID-19 crisis. Restaurant and bar owners have been anxiously waiting for the temporary law to go into place. Among them, Joe Monich, who owns several establishments in the Philadelphia area.
Sales are still down tremendously. We're looking at close to 85% across the board. So being able to sell to-go mixed drinks really just helps our sales.
The beverages need to be bought with food. The minimum is 4 ounces, maximum 64 ounces. The mixed drinks cannot be sold after 11 p.m. Meantime, in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says as coronavirus numbers trend lower, a safe transition to phase two opening of businesses in the Garden State is now within sight.
Each day brings with it surer signs that we're moving closer to being able to enter phase two of our economic restart. But we also have to balance this reality among our neighbors and among other major states. This is why, while we're trying to move as quickly as we can, we're moving as safely as we must.
The business closures and stay-at-home orders resulting from the pandemic caused the Garden State to lose more jobs than ever last month.
New Jersey's employment decreased historically in April, dropping by 757,700 jobs.
State Labor Commissioner Rob Assaro-Angelo says in all, 1.1 million New Jerseyans have filed for unemployment benefits since March, bringing the total unemployment rate to 15.3%, a measure not seen since February of 1992. The Belmar Gym that opened this week in defiance of Governor Murphy's executive order has been shut down. An orange sticker on the door of the Attilus Gym says the facility has been ordered closed by the Camden County Health Department. One of the gyms posted a video on Instagram Thursday morning.
All right, guys, so we arrived at the gym this morning to Governor Murphy's dirty tricks, playing with his power in the health department. So for right now, the gym will be closed.
The gym has been cited 3 times this week for violating the governor's order and once for creating a public nuisance. An attorney for the gym has said he plans to sue the state, claiming the state's shutdown order violates the gym owner's constitutional rights. Philadelphia continues a downward trend of new COVID-19 cases, but Mayor Jim Kenney warns it's no time to soften restrictions.
We have a major surge in September, October, November. We could be right back where we were in mid-March, late March, or worse.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he sees progress in congregate settings like prisons, but now they are testing everyone who is incarcerated.
And when we do that, we do expect that we will find more cases just from that screening.
Farley says officials still have to examine several factors before things start to slowly reopen, like the number of hospital beds available and how fast the cases are declining. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.